It's 2021. There are self-driving cars, plant burgers, and tourists in space. The least your phone could do is download entertainment in a flash. For that, you should get AT&T 5G. AT&T 5G is fast, reliable, secure, and nationwide. Want to make sure your phone service keeps up with what you need from it? Get AT&T 5G. It's not complicated. 5G requires compatible plan and device. 5G may not be available in your area. See AT&T.com/5G for you for details.
Coming on.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Get used to that. This segment's coming to an end. All right. Either in the new year when we're here or the new year when we're not. One of those two. This segment is coming to an end. They'll be here. There'll be something here if we're here. It'll be a great best of area.
Or somebody else.
Good luck with that.
In the event we enter the transfer portal.
Gary Cherone is coming in after us.
Oh, no, that never works out.
Right.
I love Gary Cherone.
You
got to
have a former lead singer.
No, I don't want to be that way because I'd rather be, we're David, actually.
Van Halen.
Yeah. we're live. It's, what the hell day is it? It's, oh, the third. Yeah, December 3rd, 2021, the year of no Lord. And that'll continue, by the way. We love our listeners because you guys are so cool, and 99.9999% of you get everything we do. You might not like everything we do,
right,
but you get it.
Yeah, send us little screenshots and say you listened to 45,000 minutes of this show.
Now let us dwell on the two asshats.
On your podcast.
We do. We do dwell on asshats.
On your Spotify.
Because they crack me up so much. If you're new to the show, you know, Wichita, we've been with you since 06, but you know, Todd and I have been together since 93. And these emails crack me up. 93. Stuff we've done since 93. This has been amazing. Amazingly stupid, I should say. Some stuff we've done. This is from JP yesterday. Having audio clips of young kids swearing is not funny. Not all capital letters. It may be the one thing that gets you fired.
I was going to write
that's
him back.
That's from Jerry. I did. I was
oh,
nice.
You did?
I did.
Okay.
I said, yep, it's the one thing. And I said, point out where they're swearing, but you forgot that you told me that they do swear right here.
You stupid son of a bitch!
But here's the deal. I don't think that's swearing.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah.
No, that's not one of the big ones.
Dildo's not even swearing. Yeah.
And we didn't make those kids say that.
No, we did not.
Their parents did. Talk to them.
Yeah. and her parent, the parents are cool. So JP or Jerry, shut up.
Yeah, I was gonna write a bash. She said, you accidentally inserted the word not.
Yeah.
Just to want to correct you a little bit. There.
That'll be the one thing. Oh, my God. That's probably like the 700th thing we've done on this show that was controversial. And by the way, that's not controversial, having kids say little, have kids say adult things. Yeah. Where did you grow up, Jerry? Are you that holier than now that nobody in the house said anything off color at all as a kid? Did that happen, Jerry? Yeah. I want to know.
And if you're that cinched
Jerry
up,
didn't answer me, by the way.
Yeah. How can you really listen to any amount of this show?
We always know. I mean, we don't know where that line is for a lot of people, but we get that kind of email once every 6-8 months, maybe. This was it.
Well, if you're that,
this is it.
If you're that cinched up, how do you pay attention to damn near anything in pop culture?
Or what we say. That's true. What Todd said and what you said, right. Yeah.
We're not doing anything that the mainstream doesn't write there. Come on. Those kids, those words are out there everywhere.
Yeah, it's a sitcom where a kid would say that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, network TV, a sitcom where a kid would say that stuff. All right. But thank you, Jerry, for listening. We know you are. You're probably one of those kind of guys that downloads 1,000 podcasts a day. What do you have that one there? You said there was a record there? The guy had 800 minutes or something like that?
It's a Facebook note.
What is 800, by the way?
Drag it up. He had it was over 100,000 minutes.
Yeah.
132,000 minutes.
Thank you for downloading the podcast. We appreciate that.
How many hours is that?
You know, it takes math.
What was it?
130,000
minutes?
Maybe even a little more minutes. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Actually, what we're calling this right now, we might be entering the transfer portal.
Wow. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The transfer portal. We're going to enter that.
That's 2,166 hours.
Okay, what's that in 24 hours a day? Add 24 in that. So give me days. Give me
90 days.
90 days. All right.
90 days spent listening.
Thank you for pushing.
Are we even on the air that much?
I have no idea.
Is he listening to repeats?
Well, each podcast is 20 minutes long.
Yeah, 20.
But still, that's minutes, so you're adding all the minutes.
It's 3 hours and 15 minutes, I think-ish, every day if you listen just straight through to the podcast segments.
Okay, got it. And then add that up.
Do a little more math for us.
I was told there'd be no math.
The $2 Small Me Cafe is the answer to your day. The question is whether you go with a rich caramel frappe paired with a warm cinnamon roll, a sweet caramel macchiato paired with a blueberry muffin made with real blueberries, or a hot chocolate paired with a classic apple fritter. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. Don't worry, there's never a wrong choice. Price and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer.
TJ Miller! In the studio today, the sold-out T.J. Miller. He's always kind enough to come in and hang out with us anyway, so he'll be here a little later on this morning.
He was posting something on Facebook like a half an hour ago.
Really? That dude wakes
you. What? Do you sleep, T.J.?
Half hour ago?
Yeah.
And you got a text from Colleen last night. He was pointing at our,
at like 12:15.
Our pub photo at 12:15.
I don't know if that was when the picture had been taken just got around to texting it to
me. He might have been out there. That's a good point.
But I don't think there was a late show last night.
No, there was.
I think he does that all naturally, too. I don't think he's using any stimulants.
No, he's a hyper dude.
Like 3-4 hours a night of sleep.
Yeah. He might have been up early, right?
That guy's always going.
T.J. Miller will be here a little later on. Our friends in T95, a lot of those people went and saw Bob Saget. Brent Terhune was there in Wichita, too. Where was Brent at?
I missed that.
Because Brent was pissed off. He tweeted out a picture of the Orpheum where Saget was at. And he said, Bob, stay out of my town. Wichita's been my town since yesterday, he said. Was Terhune at the Looney Bin?
Looney Bin.
Was he really?
He's there tonight and tomorrow, too.
Brett should have called, man.
He should have. Yeah. And we should pay attention.
Right. Yeah. But yeah, we should because I tweeted out that Bob was there. Bob, 2 or 3 hours before the Orpheum show in Wichita, he said there's still some tickets available. It's a really nice place. And I tweeted that out, and Bob retweeted us. That was nice of Bob. Nick will be here. He'll be excited to find out that Burger King is offering the Whopper the original price for 37 cents for 2 days. But the article here doesn't say what days.
Oh, of course not.
Yeah.
Nobody on the internet.
They just
the internet, yeah, especially.
This is CNN business. Yeah, I don't get it. I never got it.
I read the occasional newspaper and periodical. Yeah. and they seem to have more detailed writing.
Who, just where, basic, what, when, and why,
yeah,
right?
All that journalism stuff that you learned in eighth grade.
Well, and this one, by the way, also starts out, the whole article says that, because Burger King started 64 years ago, and it was originally 37 cents for a Whopper. It doesn't say in the whole article what they are today. Now, I know that varies, but give me a round number of some sort.
$4 in the $4 range.
Yeah, you had to look that up, right?
Yeah, I did. All right. I actually had to go to another source and find out the average.
That sounds good.
It's $4.19.
Email address, in case you want to bitch, is stickituppyouraz.com.
Right, right? At tntradioempire.com.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Alex writes, ask Alexa to fart for you. You won't be disappointed.
I think I've heard that. What does she say?
An Alexa. Do your sisters have the Alexa?
My dad used to have it all the time.
Right.
Yeah, he used to listen to us on Alexa. And, he'd get all pissed off at her. I said, Dad, it's just a computer, man. All right. I don't know. I think I've heard that before. But I don't have Alexa with us right now.
And then we got
Alexa ordered dildos. I know
This says when you ask Alexa to fart, the big fart skill is automatically enabled, giving you access to an alarmingly large library of fart sounds.
Oh, cool. Oh. Excellent. Yeah, we got that right here.
That's worth the price of admission right there.
Yeah. It's Alexa's version of that.
Greg Evans, Nick Allen, TJ Miller, Friday, right?
Yeah.
It's a Friday.
Yes, it is.
All right. That's very cool. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.